This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Do you remember your sex education? Was it helpful to you? Was it filled with scientific information rather than real, practical advice? I'm Diggory Waite, and this is The Real Sex Education. In this podcast, I'll be interrogating sexual myths, posing sex questions to special guests, and opening up our mailbox to answer your relationship conundrums. In order to do this, though, I need an expert. A sexpert, if you will. But the only sex and relationship therapist I know is my mum. Hello, mum.
Hello, Diggs.
Hello and welcome to The Real Sex Education After School. I'm Diggory Waite and I'm joined, as ever, by accredited sex and relationship therapist Kate Campbell. Merry Christmas, Mum.
Merry Christmas, Diggs.
Oh, and Merry Christmas, everyone watching. It is, of course, the 25th of December, 2023.
Woohoo!
But it's a Monday, so we've got to release a questions episode, a Real Sex Ed After School. How's your Christmas day going?
Oh, it's Christmas, you know, mental load for Santa.
And has he unloaded down your chimney?
Yes, indeed.
Good.
Absolutely.
Lots of presents?
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, I love to hear it. And hopefully the same for you guys as well. But speaking of that, I think we do have to do an episode today as well, not just because we've got lots of questions to answer, but also because 34% of people said that Christmas puts them in the sexiest mood of all the holidays.
Now, that is interesting, isn't it? I'd have thought it would be Halloween.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not quite sure why. I don't know. There's something, you know, all that sort of erotic vampire stuff and that kind of thing.
I mean, most people are terrified by horror movies. You're getting randy.
But there's lots of sweets and things. I mean, you know, sugar, sort of.
Aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Or well, you'd think Valentine's Day would be a romantic one.
There we go. So this is a study done by Mattress Online, which found that only 18% of people felt like Valentine's Day was the sexiest holiday. Then it was 17% for birthdays, 9% for New Year's Eve, and 7% for Halloween. So 34%, a third of people said that Christmas puts them in a randy mood.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting. So, of course, if it's the sexiest day of the year, we've got to be chatting on it. And I've got... I've got a few more statistics as well, which I think...
Oh, God.
I know, this is bad. I haven't even said yet. Mum looks fantastic. If you aren't watching us on YouTube, check out our Instagram and you'll see what Mum looks like. Mum is dressed the part. When she says that Santa's come down her chimney, he's also left his buddy outfit and she's wearing it. It's fantastic. And even hanging on the door as well, I can see a little Santa hat with accompanying beard. Maybe you should be wearing that. Anyway, a survey by Men's Health found that 53% of respondents would be fine having sex in their old bedroom.
Ooh.
So when they go back to their parents' house. Even more shocking, 34% would have sex during a family gathering.
Mm.
So keep an eye on your family members, or maybe don't if you don't want to see something you don't want to see. And listen, to bring this all together and to confirm it, the most common birthday in England and Wales is September the 26th, basically 9 months to the day after Christmas Day.
Oh, that is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So the whole Christmas period makes people randy. Have you got any reason why that might be at all?
Do you think? I mean, I was pondering this when I was sorting out my Christmas salt and pepper pots. Because I have many in the Christmas spirit, like shaped like Christmas puddings and Santas and things.
You do.
And I was wondering if there are any sex toys shaped like Christmas, you know, like a
candy cane dildo.
Exactly. That sort of thing.
Or, yeah, or
reindeer butt plug.
I don't like the idea of the antlers.
Snowman
butt plug. Now, that's good because of the size thing. It's like a bead effect.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, like an angle bead thing.
We should start a business.
We should start a business. Do you know what? We actually have a friend of the podcast. Shout out to you, Sophie. She has a lovely website called ourguiltypleasures.co.uk. Do check it out. Maybe they'll have something on there for us. They've actually got a cracking card game out as well, which is for you and your partner to ask each other sexy questions. It's great. But maybe I'll say to her, I'll be like, have you got anything for us? I hope you do, because if so, maybe that's for next year, and we can enjoy that. Well, I won't give it to you, but it's one for us all to think about. Anyway, we should probably get on to some of these ruddy questions.
Yeah.
What a Christmas
ruddy
treat.
Ruddy questions.
Yes, exactly. So we've got this question in, and today I was going to, you know what, we've got a lot of questions recently about people's penises, and I thought, what a lovely festive treat. We'll do a penis episode.
Okay.
However, I just thought, because this question referenced festivities, I should answer it. It comes from a 26-year-old male who is straight, who says, why have I just seen a picture of a clitoris that looks like a turkey wishbone? Festive, but have I missed something?
So you said you were going to answer it, so far away.
But yes, Mum and I discussed these before. Well, to be honest, I feel quite... I don't know whether to say this or not, but I just feel like this question... And you're sure you didn't write it?
I didn't write it.
It just reads so much like yours. No offence, if you are a 26-year-old straight male, what are you doing having a cadence like that? Why have I just seen a picture of a clitoris that looks like a turkey wishbone? Festive, but have I missed something? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, okay, so turkey wishbone, think about that. The clitoris isn't just a little bean, little nub that we see on the outside. The internal clitoris is a lot bigger, and I guess, yeah, it is shaped like a turkey wishbone, I suppose. So the clitoris is really big on the inside. And I believe, actually, isn't it bigger than the penis?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about that being a turkey wishbone with the bit of the clitoris you can see there on the top, I'm explaining to people who can't see that I am holding up my fingers now, and they're sort of pointing up.
Yeah, like an upside down peace sign, and then she's pointing at the top of it.
So these bits down the side would run down the vulva.
Yes, yes.
So there's so much more interest, many more interesting bits to play with around, because then there's a lot going sort of backwards as well, masses of nerves and things. So it's a very complex organ. From other angles, it depends on how you look at photographs of the clitoris, or scans of the clitoris. It does look like a turkey wishbone, but also it looks super like a UFO.
What?
Or a space monster. We'll have to fish out some pictures and put them on the page.
Okay, all right.
A little festive treat for you.
Speaking of this Christmas, turkey wishbone, what are you going to wish for if you were to win that particular thing? Because that's something that people do, isn't it? They get the turkey wishbone, and then you both put a pinky finger around it, and you pull it apart.
Whoever
gets the bigger bit,
their wish comes true. But you're not supposed to tell anybody. It's supposed to be a secret wish.
Oh, right. So you're not going to tell me what you're going to or would wish for?
Oh, well, it should be something sexy, shouldn't it, really?
I suppose. Oh, well, maybe that's just something for everyone to have a think about.
Peace and good sex on Earth?
Yeah, I guess so. I've already told this story in the podcast, haven't I, about how... No, I have, haven't I? About how
what
I said...
What was that?
Well, we went to this old people's home when I was at school, and we did a little performance for them, and we all got asked one by one, what do you want for Christmas? And all the kids were saying, like, I want a PS4, and I want this, and I want that. And I went, I want world peace. And I got 10 house points because the old people loved it.
Oh my God.
And it's true.
I wonder where you got that from.
Yeah, exactly. Like mother, like son. Here we go. Let's have another question. This is from our Instagram. This says, hello, how are you? Do you want to answer that first part?
Fine, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Why do I have a huge dick with small balls?
Well, you may just be lucky.
Is that lucky, though? Is it lucky to have small balls? Or do you think this is a perspective issue? Your balls look small because of your huge dick.
It could well be. And if you're cold, of course, they move up they move up closer to the body. So, I mean, if you're looking at your balls, then the chances are you've taken your pants off, so you may be chilly, in which case they...
And it is Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. And in the hot weather, they are lower, and so they may look bigger. If more like a turkey neck, you know, dangling there. So, again, festive. But it can actually be a sign of Klinefelter syndrome.
Klinefelter syndrome.
Yes,
what is that?
It can. Well, it's a sort of something you're born with that often causes infertility. Actually, sometimes smaller testicles can mean that you don't produce as much sperm. I mean, that I'm going to terrify everybody now, and they're going to be examining their testicles.
Yeah, which they should be anyway.
Which they should be anyway. But yeah, I mean, it that is possible. So if you have concerns about this, it is worth talking to a GP. I mean, generally, people don't realise that there's anything amiss until they try to start a family.
Right, wow.
And then they will sometimes get a diagnosis. So it's not something, it's not life-threatening or something that really needs to concern you. It's only going to be a problem if you do want to start a family. But I mean, you could get a sperm count done or something like that to see if there's anything going on, or talk to your GP, because sometimes there are these conditions that can be a problem, but it's very rare. And my guess is that it's more likely that you're just lucky to be endowed with a huge dick, if that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Congrats. Brilliant. Okay, well, that is some good stuff there. I guess if you're not interested in starting a family, keep on going on. If you are, and you are really concerned, go and see a GP. Mm. That is some good advice. Okay, let's have another one. I'm 23-year-old Indian. My penis is 14 centimetres before some years, but it reduced to around 9 to 10 centimetres. It looked like stiff in flaccid. And one of friends is MBBS student, so he said, like there's some blood clot in penis. That's why it doesn't attain much erection. Is it reversible? And one more question. I've a black coloured line which starts in the middle of the penis and end in scrotum backside, but it's a superficial. Is it common or any issue? Before you answer this, can you translate what you think you're answering when you ask that question?
Let's deal with the line first.
Okay, the line,
because that's the simple bit. The line, which appears darker, it appears like a dark line because you're Indian, so it's a slightly darker line. The line exists in everybody with a penis.
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
I've got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a slightly darker colour.
Slightly darker.
It almost looks like, in some ways, I just sort of see it as the zip.
The zip, you know, exactly.
On a jacket. Just zips the whole way up.
Exactly. And it would be on you, it would be red rather than, rather than pink. So on somebody of colour, so somebody like this...
South Asian,
because he's Indian, he's probably got a darker line. So that's normal, so nothing to worry about.
Now,
I'm not quite sure. I think he's saying he thinks his penis has got smaller over time. And I also think that he's a bit confused about what his friend is saying. I don't think his friend is saying there's a blood clot in there. I mean, if his friend was saying there was a blood clot in there, I think he would have advised him to see a doctor or something.
Yeah.
But there is a condition where blood can get trapped in the penis.
And this says it looks stiff in flaccid,
right, so
which makes me think this is,
that is one of the conditions. So what has to happen for you to get an erection is that there's something that allows blood to enter the penis and stay in the penis, and then it's sort of trapped in the penis while you have your erection. And then when you ejaculate or when your erection subsides, the blood comes back out again. So I think what his friend is saying is you've got some blood trapped in there. Right. So this is called hard flaccid syndrome.
Wow.
And it's quite rare.
Right.
If that's what he has. I mean, it may just be that that's the way his penis looks. Mm-hmm. You know, it just may be that. Or there are other conditions. There's one where your penis can look a bit bent as well. There are several things that it could be. But the most likely, I would say, if it looks erect part of the time, is hard flaccid syndrome, in which case he needs to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
It can be quite painful because there's blood trapped in there. It can be, I mean, imagine having an erection that you could never get rid of. That sounds quite painful. And they treat it with physio, usually.
Right.
Yeah.
And what does that do? Like, sort of loosens everything up and then and gets the blood flowing again.
And And I mean, you know, so we would, I can never emphasize too much how helpful it is to do Kegel exercises, pelvic floor exercises, which really, really do help with a lot of things. But I wouldn't hang around with this. I mean, there might be something else they can do. I mean, I think a lot of ways of treating this have been tried, but physio is apparently the most likely to help.
And Kegel exercises, I know we talk about it basically every episode, but just in case people haven't heard of them before, tell us how you do your Kegel exercises.
They are pelvic floor exercises. I mean, I wouldn't just do Kegel exercises to treat this. You really do need to see a doctor. But to work out which area of your body you need to work, you go to the loo.
Peeing.
And stop mid-flow. And the muscles you use to stop mid-flow are the ones you need to work. So you can tighten those muscles quickly, lots of short little tightens, or long, hold it really hard tightens, and do lots of those. That is really good for helping you to control your urine flow. I mean, don't only do the going to the loo and stopping once, because otherwise you'll get an infection or something. But you do that just to see where the muscles are. And then use that every day, as many times a day as you can. And it keeps the penis perky. It helps to prevent incontinence. You can use it if you want to orgasm. I mean, if you're having difficulty orgasming, you can use your pelvic floor exercises as well. So there are lots of ways that it's really good for maintaining the genital health. And it keeps the blood supply flowing to the area.
Amazing. Wow. Well, people will be opening their stocking, getting that morsel of info out and be going, I had this every week for the last year from you guys. But listen, that's the present you've got, so be bloody happy with it.
Do you think people are sitting actually eating? Do you think we're like the Queen? They're eating their Christmas dinner and treating the entire family to an episode of The Real Sex Education and Ad Bows.
I love that.
Wouldn't that be good?
Definitely.
Let us know what you were doing while you were listening, guys.
Oh my God, yes, please. It'll be hiding from my family upstairs in my bedroom, or it'll be when everyone's had their Christmas dinner, everyone's conked out, and you're just like lying there listening to it that way. Or, like you say, sat around having your Christmas dinner, everyone's eating in silence, only for the occasional chuckle, you know, at our great bants, or knowing, at our wonderful insight.
Mm.
What a lovely Christmassy picture that is.
I know. It's just amazing, isn't it? Yeah. All dressed up with their Christmas hats on. And
Yeah. Pulling some Christmas crackers.
Pulling the crackers, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, let us know. That's amazing.
Setting fire to their Christmas pudding.
I don't like Christmas pudding. Oh, well. Anyway, let's have a short break, everybody. And then we'll be back with...
From mince pie.
Yes. Very good. And then, we'll be back with a question or two after the break.
Yay.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to The Real Sex Education After School. Merry Christmas once again, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. Okay, we've got another question here, which is kind of interesting because it makes me think of a lot of other questions, and this might be quite a big conversation, but someone has messaged in and said, shall anyone improve their girth size naturally?
Do you mean the girth of your penis?
I think so.
Okay, so not really. You can't actually improve it, but what you can probably do is make it look better. So some people have some muscles in the perineum kind of snipped to free the penis so that it looks bigger.
Right.
So I guess it would look longer, really, rather than wider.
And the perineum is...
Is the area between the bottom of the penis and, or the root of the penis, as you probably call it, and the anus.
Right,
so
right,
that
right.
Area.
Oh, yes.
There.
Again, I always ask that question. And
The snipping, it would be at the root of the penis, I think.
Right.
That's what could happen surgically, but of course that wouldn't be natural. What you can do are pelvic floor exercises, also make your penis, you know, keep your penis perky.
So
you're not going to make the penis fatter, but you can make it look longer. I think really though, you need to have a look at all the pictures of all the different sizes of penis there are.
Wow.
And there are all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a little look here because this is the worldpopulationreview.com and they've done a country rankings penis size by country. And
you're
so
kidding.
So let's have a little look here at what they say is a normal penis size. So we're obviously talking from the United Kingdom. They have every single one ranked here. So the erect average length of a penis in the United Kingdom is 14.3 inches in centimeters. So, but in inches, that's 5.63 inches. But get this, they also talk about girth, erect girth.
Ooh.
And they say the girth of it is 4.81 inches. So the girth, actually, we should probably explain.
The
girth
means
all the way around. All the way around, yeah.
The circumference?
Yeah, I suppose. Why would someone want more girth?
Well, they perhaps think, it's going to fill up the vagina more. But that sometimes when people have had babies, or when they don't keep up with their Kegel exercises, people do get quite lax pelvic floor, so the vagina isn't as tight as it was. So you may try to increase the size of your girth to so that it feels more snug.
So, because people talk about, it'd be amazing to have a like big penis or whatever. But this is the thing, and I think a lot of people think about that and they go, my penis is 6 inches or my penis is 7 inches. Amazing. But actually, like you say, is the girth not more what you want? Because let's talk about the two extremes. Let's say you had a pencil penis, which was thin but long, and you're just hitting the cervix but not hitting the sides.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you have a short penis that, you know, isn't getting too far in. A chode. You know, it is wider than it is long. I feel like if you gave a lot of people the choice, they'd probably go for that one.
You wouldn't want a 5-inch wide. When you say wider than long, you wouldn't want a 5-inch wide penis, would you?
You wouldn't. Don't speak for our listeners.
Okay.
it might be unwieldy,
you know.
Yeah, well, no, honestly, as we know, some people say when they have really big penises, they're like, it's not good for my sex life, it's really hard to have sex. So you know, that's not a good thing. Actually, I believe Robert Esquivel Cabrera, the 56-year-old Mexican citizen known as El Centauro, is the man with the largest penis in the world.
The largest penis in the world.
It stands 48 centimetres.
Erect.
900 grams in weight and 25 centimetres in circumference.
Can you imagine? There's your wife or your partner making the Christmas pudding and you come down and go, tip those sultanas out. I'm just going to slap my penis onto your scales.
Oh, right, because I've got to weigh it for the Guinness World Record.
Now you've mentioned the weight, people are going to be doing this all over the country.
Oh, God, you're right. You're right. But, oh, God.
Yeah.
But I mean, he said in interviews and stuff, he's like, mate, this has not been good for my sex life. No, it's too big. It's crazy. Mm. So careful what you wish for, person getting in touch. But so the world, according to this website, the world average for erect length in centimetres is 13.37. In that's erect length of 5.27 inches and a girth of 4.6 inches. So anyway, something for everyone to think about. But like we say, I don't think, is size everything?
Well, no, I've kind of lost interest in all these numbers. Drifted off, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. You're right. What does this even mean?
So what?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's about as big as a banana. Brilliant. Yeah, you're right. Listen, no, don't bore people with numbers. Don't bore people saying, oh, I've improved my girth and it's really, it's not about the tools you've got, it's about how you use them. Mm. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's not what you've got, it's what you do with it.
Mm. There you go. Wonderful. Well, that is our big takeaway, I think, for this person. Don't be, you know, hurting yourself to try and improve your girth size. Because there's a lot of websites, on porn websites and things, that say, oh, all right, here's how you get a bigger dick. Come over here, click on this website. Yeah. I don't know how many of them work. Don't do that.
No.
And just remember, instead, click on our dirty podcast, listen to us, and we say, just use
dirty
what you've got.
Dirty podcast.
Well, I don't know. So it wasn't very Christmassy, was it?
No, I'm not. Our festive podcast.
Our festive podcast. Thank you. Okay, what do you reckon? We've got time for one quick one.
Okay.
How?
A quickie.
Another final question for today, for our Christmas episode, a special on penises. How many times a man can ejaculate in the 2 hours time span was the question.
Well, that's an interesting question. How long is a piece of string?
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really depends on how long it takes you to
reload.
Yeah, to get an erection. I mean, if you kept on ejaculating, you'd run out of ejaculate quite quickly. It takes most people a while. As you get older, it takes longer to reload be ready to go again to get another erection. For some people, particularly people who with early ejaculation, they might be ready quicker because they sometimes seep in their first ejaculation and then they'd have another one quite quickly. So they would definitely be able to go twice in an hour. Someone like that, but not everybody with early ejaculation. Mm. And it really depends on your age and your health and your just genetics, how soon and how often.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be days. Here. Yeah, loads of factors. And also, some people dry ejaculate as well or ejaculate backwards. Or there are all sorts of things going on medically for people. And you don't have to ejaculate to orgasm as well. So sometimes people can do that, rarely, but it's possible. So this is an impossible question to answer.
Yeah. Unless, listener, you want to give it a go.
Yeah, and let us know.
Just start that timer, get a wanking, maybe give yourself a head start, get an erection, then start the timer. And then just let us know. Let us know the results. That'd be good. All right, brilliant. Wow, what a fun thing to do on Christmas Day. That'd be great. I've had such a time. This has been great fun. I've loved it. Sorry for getting bogged down in the statistics, but I think it's important for people to learn something.
Loving that shirt, Diggs. Let's see some more of it.
Well, it's a lovely Christmas jumper. It's Arsenal themed, but instead of the Arsenal crest, Arsenal Football Club crest, it's got a sleigh being pulled by reindeer. Instead of JVC used to be our sponsor, they've got ICE, I-C-E. On the back, it's got Bergkamp, the number 10 for Dennis Bergkamp, who was known as the Iceman. And at the bottom, it says Wonderland.
Ooh.
So there you go. It's an Arsenal-themed one. So hopefully that hasn't turned off too many of our listeners who hate Arsenal.
Oh, and I'm in red and white as well.
I know. We love it.
So Santa must be an Arsenal fan.
Yeah. Could he be? He could. Or you know, Southampton.
Man U.
Yeah, Man U, red and white, though. They might just be red.
Oh.
I mean, they do have white in their kit as well, but I think it's more like, actually black might be one of the colours. Anyway,
oh, is it?
Who cares about football? It's the least sexy thing in
well,
the world.
Well, it's Boxing Day's the football day, really, isn't it?
That's true. That is very true. So we'll be sat around watching that. And, gang, look forward to some more episodes from us coming up, including next Monday, which is New Year's Day.
Woohoo!
I know. One of the least sexy holidays, as voted for by you. So brilliant. Maybe let us know, when do you like to have sex? Which holiday is your favourite? Let us know in the poll on Spotify, or we'll put that up on our Instagram as well. Speaking of Instagram, do take a look at our Instagram today, because we'll be filming some of our presents to one another, me and Mum, because obviously a lot of them are sex-themed. So that'll be fun viewing for you all. All right, everyone, we'll catch you there and see you next time. Mum looks terrified about that. We haven't opened our presents yet. She looks very, very scared. sorry. All right, we'll see you very soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Real Sex Education, which is hosted by Diggory Waite and Kate Campbell. The show is produced by Diggory Waite, and the executive producer is Claire Broughton. The Real Sex Education is a Hattrick podcast.
This podcast is based on the real-life relationship between Diggory Waite and his mother, accredited sex therapist Kate Campbell. The show is therefore inspired by, but otherwise unrelated to, the TV show Sex Education. But yes, Diggory does wish his mother was played by Gillian Anderson.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.